We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And before we even begin, Doug, today is your birthday. You are spending your birthday with me and our listeners recording together.
That is correct. That's what you do when you get old.
That is what you do. So happy birthday from me. I texted you this morning.
Yes.
I know, saw a lot of our listeners put it on social media. So I hope you felt some love.
I did. Lots of love. So thank you for the birthday wishes, everybody. It was great.
You know what Doug wants for his birthday? You to go on the Rope Drop Radio trip coming up.
That's right. June 4th through the 7th. We'll be in the parks having meetups and all kinds of things. There is a schedule events, if you will, on our website, WDW Rope Droppers, under events. So that's exciting. We'll be doing all the fun things.
We will. June. And we want to see you guys in June. Yes.
And be a good one. Book with Touring and Cruises, and I will make you a set of luggage tags, and you'll get a whole bunch of other swag. So there
Can't
you go.
Can't wait. I got some. It's good stuff. So definitely book and meet up with us. Another way you can help Doug for his birthday is becoming a Patreon.
That's right.
No new Patreons this week. It's been a while since that's happened, but that's okay because we want to give a shout out to our 10 longest and continuous Patreons. So these are ones that have been with us, some of us since the beginning. So Janelle Howell, Jennifer Nielsen, Matt Stout, Elizabeth Lejeune, Patrick Ural, Lauren Shields, Angel Woodard, Brian Flock, Cody Krantz, and Jenny, thank you so much for supporting the Rope Drop Radio and all the things. Most of you I've talked to, I've met in parks. Mm-hmm. I know it's really awesome. So thank you guys so much from the bottom of our hearts. And you continue to make Doug's birthday every year.
That's right. That's right.
And on Patreon this week, we're going to be talking some birthday stuff with Doug.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That's exciting.
It is.
And then, Apple Podcast reviews, another way to support the show, and leave us a 5-star review. We will read it on air eventually. So here we go. It's 10 out of 10, 5 stars by Leah Spears. This podcast brings me so much joy. It's been great for helping me prepare for my upcoming trip, but it is also just fun and entertaining. Every episode leaves me wanting more. Keep up the good work, guys. You're great.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
It's a very nice review.
That's a good one. Short, sweet, to the point. 5 stars, 10 out of 10. I like it. 10 out of 10. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anytime. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you. Keep leaving those reviews so we can read them on air. And we're going to get into a little game, Doug. You kind of came up with this. Why don't you explain it?
We haven't done it for a while. It's just a simple this or that. And just the two of us, Derek, we've done it with guests before. We've done it where it's specific, just dining, just one park. But this is a little bit of hodgepodge of everything because I just wanted to touch a lot of bases today. So this and that, and we're just going to have to have fun, but we also have to be able to defend our answers to each other if it needs defense. Correct. So they're in no particular order. I'm going to start here, Derek. All right.
All right.
This or that. You got to choose one.
I can.
Pinocchio's or Pizza Fari?
Oh, that's easy. Pinocchio's, because they actually do have a decent salad, and those breadsticks are really good, and Pizza Fari is just death in a theme park.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would normally pick Pinocchio's because you have the windows into It's a Small World. However, what if I said you're going at 12:30 peak lunchtime, Derek? Does that change your mind?
Not at all. I mean, the fact when I went to Pizza Fari and I had Patreons and listeners actually buy me other food because they said I was abusing my child should be enough to never go there again.
Okay. Well, if it's not peak time, like 11 a.m. right at opening of the restaurant, I will take Pinocchio's. If it's peak time, I'm going to go Pizza Fari because it's got a lot more seating. It's not chaos. Pinocchio's during peak times is like painful to find a seat. Like super painful. Although I ran these past my kids at dinner tonight, and Claire literally said, "What's Pizzafari?" So that tells you how often we eat there. Like, the 15-year-old's never heard of it. 14-year-old, my bad. I just aged her. 14-year-old's like, what's that? It's been a minute since we've eaten there. Not going to change that, though. All right, moving on to some resorts, Derek. Contemporary or beach club?
Oh, I have to go with beach club. I love the pool. Okay. I love how close it is to Epcot, and it's a great resort. It's one where you and I have stayed, my wife and I. You know, if this is a family trip, I would go to beach club, and then if it's a couple's trip, I would look at the Contemporary, but no, really? I'm going to choose beach club.
That feels backwards to me.
It does. It's the pool at beach club that my kids are obsessed with. So okay. Stormalong Bay.
See, if I'm thinking a family trip with younger children, I'm Contemporary 100% of the time, though, because you can walk to the Magic Kingdom. Think about the glory of just watch the fireworks and the amount of time it would take to walk to a bus. You can be at your room by walking back to the Contemporary. And that's why I'm taking the Contemporary on this, because there's really nothing more glorious with those family trips. Walking right on back. Yeah, the monorail goes there, but don't mess with that after fireworks. There's a line. You don't need a line. By the time you wait in the line for the crowded, stinky monorail, you're already back.
Okay.
The walking's fantastic. Beach Club, I love it, but I'm going to go Contemporary, Derek.
All right.
And like adults only, you take Contemporary over the Beach Club with access to Epcot?
I was thinking California Grill and Steakhouse 71, things like that. I you know what? It's this or that, Doug, and we pick different things. So
I
that's
said you
win.
Had to defend
you know
your...
I got it. I did.
I put it right there in the outline. Yep. You have to be able to defend it. You're on the witness stand, sir.
All right.
You're thinking
Beach
of
Club
the restaurants.
Over Contemporary. Well, I have a lot of... I mean, I feel like we could do a whole show on this one. Jeez.
Yeah,
but Beach Club B is my vote.
All right. Now a little Run Disney. So, and within this one, I'll have a little announcement that I haven't made yet.
Fancy.
But first up, would you do the Princess Half Marathon or the Wine and Dine Half Marathon? For a little context, the Wine and Dine happens in November. Princess is February. Derek, if you got to pick one, which one is it?
Wine and Dine, mostly because I would love to do one of the Christmas things in Disney World, because I've yet to do that. Figure that killed two birds with one stone.
Christmassy trip and running.
Yes.
Okay. That makes
sense. I mean, that sounds terrible together. No, it doesn't make sense. Because after I run that, I'm not going to want to walk around the parks at all.
I mean, you'll have your medals, and they can, if you get two, they can clink together. Ooh. And that gives you extra adrenaline to walk around parks.
Okay.
Yeah. I would pick the Princess Half one. Because you run down Main Street USA. I'm not exactly sure of the Wine and Dine route. I should have probably looked that out. The research department has not gotten back to me yet, so we'll blame them. That's what we're going to start doing from now on, Derek. We're going to blame our research department.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
I like
the research, the research department hasn't gotten back to me on the Princess route. But, the Wine and Dine route. Princess. Yeah, I would pick the Princess. I've done it before. Maybe I'm partial to it then. I don't know. Questions, Derek? Do you have to interrogate me? No.
I don't.
You're not making me defend
choices. You know what? I'm trusting you on the Run Disney stuff because I have not done it.
So speaking of Run Disney.
I was waiting for this.
All
there
right.
You go.
I have decided I need a goal. I need a date on the calendar to circle, or I'm never going to get off my butt and start running again. So I'm going to be doing the Springtime Surprise in 2025. The Springtime Surprise, I believe, happens this weekend. So it's a year away. So I have a year to get in shape to be able to beat that 16 minutes per mile pace time limit. That's the real goal, and not get picked up by the balloon ladies. So hopefully I'm much faster than that by that. But we'll see. I won't make any promises. So Springtime Surprise 2025, registrations in August. I will be trying to put together some more formal sort of stuff, but hopefully lots of rope droppers will meet us there. Maybe even a rope drop running club, and maybe underneath it will say in parentheses walking as well. Something to that nature. All are welcome. You don't have to be a super fast runner, or, you know, just fast enough to finish. That's really all it is.
Still don't even know if I can do it, but I will try.
You're probably coaching football at that time, right? Possibly. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe things change, but I'm done coaching. So back in my former days, I would have been coaching youth soccer, and this would have never been able to happen. So it's after we're done coaching speech. Fits that little window. So I'm committed by saying it on air. You guys can all hold me to it. I've been on the treadmill some. It's been dreadful, but I've been watching more shows while on the treadmill. Ooh, I mean, treadmill. Hopefully people got the joke. So there you go. Springtime Surprise 2025. Mark your calendars. We'll put together some sort of rope drop running club offer to book with touring and cruises. It'll be fun.
Love it.
And Michelle won't be going. So she's like, you need to find people that will be with you in case they need to call your emergency contact. So hopefully there's someone else out there that is slow. Like 3 hour type of half marathon slow.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range. That's a goal. I ran much faster, by the way, previous half marathons.
All right. Back to this or that. Doug. Okay. I love it.
All right. Maybe Derek will be there. Maybe not. I don't know. Okay. All right. Another one with resorts.
Yep.
Pop Century or Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean Beach all day. It's a little bit, it holds a family of five and has better food and it does.
Does it though?
It does. It has good food. I like the food at Caribbean Beach.
Okay. You're alone in that opinion.
Okay.
Today.
A really good pool bar though.
So I'm going to say Pop.
I knew you would.
Because I like the footprint of Pop. Because I get the worst rooms every time, right? And if I'm going to get far from the Skyliner, I'd rather be far from the Skyliner at Pop because it's still not far. You can be in the 90s rooms in Pop, which is the furthest from the Skyliner, and be closer to the Skyliner than the furthest rooms in Jamaica, which is the closest section of Caribbean Beach. And say you don't get your request to Jamaica, right? So
that can be rough. I will give you that one.
So that's my leaning. I like the food court at Pop better than the food court at Caribbean Beach. The bar is better at Caribbean Beach because it's actually a bar. Petals is, I'm sorry, didn't mean to offend Petals. We love you. You know, we love you. We'll be there. I'm sure we'll hit up Petals in June, but it's not really a bar. It's just a takeout. It's a really big takeout window with a couple seats, right? There's no lounge aspect to it. So that's where Pop struggles. Imagine if Pop Century had a bar with a lounge, Derek.
Then it would not be a value resort anymore.
No, it would not. Well, it's already a value plus. Let's just plus it up a little more. You know what? The Skyline Lounge. Skyline Lounge right there on the bridge.
Love that. Let's get it done, actually. That's a good idea.
Let's get it done.
That's a really good idea. Okay.
Moving on. This one's kind of tricky because I don't think either of us have seen, or did you see it?
I did.
You might have. Yes, you've seen it. I have not. So
I saw it twice.
Fantasmic.
Okay.
Or Luminous, The Story of Us, the new show at Epcot.
Yep, right, I've seen Luminous twice, and I'm choosing Fantasmic because I love Fantasmic. Always have since I was a kid. It has that great pop. I think the redo is Fantasmic, and I always leave feeling like jazz and upbeat. And I'm not going to lie. I also love walking into the theater and getting all those like early 2000s pop Disney music going in my head. So it's like the whole experience is Fantasmic.
They play like the Disney Channel remixes from the Disney stars that my kids watched.
Yes.
So it's like the young cast members are picking the music.
Absolutely.
That's
and I'm just jamming out to it. It's great.
Yeah. This is a tough one because I thought for 100% Derek's going to pick Fantasmic. And I couldn't remember if you did or did not see Luminous, but I thought you did from a couple different vantage points. So I really want to see Luminous on our trip. That's one of the things I would like to do. However, Topolino's Lounge might be calling instead. It's an adult trip and adult things.
You can watch it
happen.
From Topolino's. I've seen it from that vantage point.
Great views.
It was terrible views.
They put the, outside the wrong part of the building. Come on. Architects, figure it out. Anyway, so I really want to see Luminous. Fantasmic, I love so much that, Derek, we planned a meetup during Fantasmic on our trip. It was actually your meetup that you planned.
Fantasmic? I did?
Yeah. We're meeting at Smuggler's Run at the end of the night.
Oh, yes, but not Fantasmic. Yeah. I thought we were just going on Smuggler's Run.
Well, we got to meet up before it, chat a little with the fans, go on it a few times. Everybody can be pilot. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't see how we do both.
No, I don't want to do both. No, yeah.
Right. I'm just doing Star Wars that night, right?
Like, yes.
Between Ogas and that. So I wasn't, you know, sure. So I'm not a fan of standing. So I'm going to pick Fantasmic because I like the seats.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Walk around characters. Or characters with a truly built out meet and greet, like actually have a set and it fits like Mickey Mouse at, you know, everywhere except Epcot right now, soon to have that come June 10th. But like, you know, he has like a set, you know, Tinkerbell had Pixie Hollow, like the princesses at Magic Kingdom have the Fairy Tale Hall. So a true built out character meet and greet, or Grogu and Mando wandering around. Which would you rather have, built out or wandering? I'm not talking about which characters do you want. Like,
oh no, no. I have a weird thing about walk around characters. I really like when you see a character, there's no line. It's like a pop up. You're first or second in line. You get that interaction. I love that. I love just being able to get those moments in Disney, true Disney magic, where there's not even supposed to be a character there, and there is one. That I believe is awesome. And you get it at Epcot, you get it at all the parks, and it's just fantastic. So I'm going to go walk around characters. And when I went to Aulani, those characters were prime walk around characters and the cruise ship. So yeah, that's what I like.
Okay. I'm going the other way. 100%.
I figured you would.
Because I, especially with kids, and like you have a kid that really wants to meet Mando and Grogu and there's no public schedule. There could be a mob. Like, if I know I can go between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and get in line, and I know my kid's going to meet them, that's all that matters. Because if that's all they want to meet, like, we did that with Sam when she was three. Like, we had meet Annie from Little Einsteins.
Yeah.
And if she'd just been like, if the cast member's answer been like, we don't know when Annie's going to pop up, like, that would have been stressful as parents. So I appreciate I see that. The facilitated meet and greets as opposed to the pop-ups from the planning and expectations. Because like, if your kid's really in a Grogu, you can't promise anything.
Oh, we've tried. We failed at that so many times. We got on the last day.
So that's what I don't like. I hate the potential excitement, the Disney magic, like you talked about when it does happen, but more often it can be Disney disappointment.
Ooh.
Maybe that's what we put on a shirt, Disney disappointment. Maybe that's on the back of a running club shirt.
Wow. Okay. Well, and then we're not getting invited to any media events.
No, not that we are anyway. All right. Moving on. All right. We got a few rope drop questions. Assume the things we don't mention, we already booked Lightning Lanes for. Okay. So rope drop either Space Mountain or Mine Train.
I'm going to go Space Mountain.
Okay.
Because, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to drag you on it and record a thing again. So we're going to do that at Rope Drop. Actually, can I Rope Drop Hyperspace Mountain? Because I, every year, no joke, I watch a video of Hyperspace Mountain and then I get really angry that it's not at Walt Disney World.
It's so good.
I would Rope Drop Hyperspace Mountain.
It's so good, Derek.
Yeah.
I did it. And then that was the time I rode with Michelle and Alex Sinek.
It looks incredible. Like, I don't understand.
The first 3/4 of it, I was doing fantastic, but then I was like, this is too long. My body said that. And then Alex just laughed hysterically at me for that was not good, but Hyperspace Mountain was awesome.
Yeah. Bring it to Disney World.
And that was when Galaxy's Edge opened. So it was just like Star Wars on a Star Wars high already.
Jealous.
Yeah. You should just go to Paris. They have Hyperspace Mountain there too.
I know. I'll put that on the old list. When are you and I going to go? Next birthday? Next birthday.
Well, about roughly next birthday, I'm doing a 10 miler. That's the thing about the springtime surprise. It's only 10 miles.
Okay.
You get spared 3 miles.
Well, next year is a bigger birthday. You're 45 next year. Come on. We'll do something big. Okay.
Yeah.
So Paris when you're 50. Got it.
Something like that. Or Tokyo.
Ooh, love it. Ooh. All right, start planning out. Right. Go on.
All right. I don't know that I answered.
Oh, you did.
Oh, Mine Train.
I'm gonna okay, everyone assumed that. Everyone
I'm
going to
save the money. And I can ride Mine Train when it's cool outside. All right, this next one is, assume we already bought Rise of the Resistance, and we have a Slinky Dog Lightning Lane in the back pocket. What do you rope drop? Smuggler's Run or Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway?
Smuggler's Run. I've rope dropped it so many times. I love it. It's a great way to start the day, back corner of the park. And if you're lucky enough to be pilot, that is truly the best way to start the day. Put it in the hyperspace.
And you know, if you really want to be pilot, you just tell them, like, hey, we want to be pilot. We will stand here as long as it takes to be handed the pilot card.
Yep.
Although they don't do the cards anymore, do they?
No, they don't. No, but when you're a family of five, I don't ever get to be pilot.
Just tell your kids tough luck, kids.
Yeah.
Did you pay for this trip?
Then we're going on the ride like nine more times, so everyone gets everything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm probably going to agree. Smuggler's Run. Mickey and Minnie's, the line really dies later in the day. Same thing with Smuggler's Run, but somehow starting the day on Smuggler's Run, you can hit that and then come back and get Toy Story Midway Mania with fairly minimal weights and then go start using your lightning lanes. Mm. Mm. Yeah. All right. Epcot. Let's assume we already have Test Track. And we're going to either rope drop Ratatouille or Frozen Ever After. Derek, what say you here? I don't know. I mean,
really
I don't know what you're going
to
say
what, it comes down to what entrance I'm coming in at, I guess.
Oh, you care that little about the attraction? It's 100%
correct.
Entrance.
You're right. Yes. Man, I looked at this one, I was like, I don't know.
If you're with your family, you're staying at Beach Club, evidently. If you're just there with you adults, you're staying at Contemporary.
I haven't done Frozen in forever, and so maybe I would do that again.
Did you see what you did there? Frozen.
Oh, I see forever. That, yes. That's funny. Yep. I didn't see that. Good job.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely doing Frozen. I think it's a better attraction.
Yeah.
So
I was disappointed with Ratatouille. And I need to do it again. My wife liked it more the third time. I've only done it twice.
If you've never been to Disney World, or if you haven't been in a while and you haven't been on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or Ratatouille, both of those are new rides for you. Go to Epcot before you go to Hollywood Studios. Make sure you ride Ratatouille. You'll love it. Trackless vehicles, projections that you look at. And then the next day you go to Hollywood Studios, and then you see Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is the next generation of that technology. However, it opened before Ratatouille. It's just they cloned a 10-year-old ride without updating anything. So, there you go. Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Animal Kingdom. Are we going to rope drop? Assume we have Flight of Passage back pocket.
Got it.
Everest or Safari? Oh, also easy. Assume they open at the same time.
Easy. Everest. It's now our family's favorite, Callum's, Olivia's, mine. We love Everest. Hashtag fix the Yeti. We'll do that over. In fact, we have not done the safari on the last like three or four trips because we have such a good zoo here. It's almost getting to the awkward point where we need to do the safari again because it's been so long without. But I'm still rope dropping Everest.
So we went through a little safari phase when our kids were roughly your kids' age. Where we kind of we're doing it less. Now we've started to do it more. They kind of seem to enjoy it again. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But it's probably because we don't go to the zoo very often. Like when the kids are little, you go to the zoo
all the time.
You're just it's Tuesday, get in the car.
Yep.
Yeah, we no longer have annual passes to our zoo.
We had zoo passes to two different zoos. Like that's how much we went to the zoo when they were little. It's like, hey, what zoo do you want to go to?
Yeah. So I'm going to say safari on this one, Derek.
Okay.
I love a good safari rope drop. You get to see the animals clocking in for work, mainly the giraffes that look like they're lined up at a time clock, both at the beginning and the end of the day. Giraffes are weird like that.
They are.
But yeah, I like a good morning safari. It's not stifling hot sitting on the safari vehicle either, because there's some times you get stopped on it. You never know when an animal is just going to like stand in the way. And I've been on it in the middle of the afternoon in July where it just sat for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was unpleasant. And I was on the side of it that was in the sun. Oh, we just cooked, right?
Yeah.
So that seems like a weird reason, but I like a morning safari.
Okay. Me too.
All right. another resort one. It's the Battle of the Lodges, Derek.
This was the hardest question on here, by the way.
I wondered what, I don't have no idea what you're going to say here.
All right. I went back and forth. I made a decision. Oh. I'm ready to say it.
Okay. Animal Kingdom Lodge or Wilderness Lodge?
I'm going Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it was a tough one, but I will never forget staying there. Safari view, waking up, seeing the animals. Like, you watch those Disney commercials for long enough, you want to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
And the giraffe licks your coffee right off the balcony.
And that whole trip was near perfect. I love both pools, the one at Kidani, at Jumbo. Great dining. It literally is a resort where you could do a staycation at. And I mean, both are, but Animal Kingdom Lodge, even though it's in the middle of nowhere and takes the transportation is horrendous. If you're just going by the resort alone, that's it. I will choose Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Wilderness.
Okay.
I love me some Animal Kingdom Lodge until it comes to the transportation. And
I said not that I just was looking at the resort, but you have the better bar.
Geyser Point.
It's one of the best bars on property.
Is it a bar? Is it a table service? Is it?
It's everything. It's everything you need at the time you need it.
Right. And it's a bison burger. If you've never had a bison burger, do yourself a favor and your heart and go have one. Did you know bison's good for your heart health?
Did not know that. Didn't know where you were going with that statement. Yeah. So you went full circle on me.
I went full circle. I usually like to go full circle. Yeah. It's my favorite circle.
Like a burger. A burger is a circle. Go on. Why Wilderness Lodge?
So I like it because it's close to everything, but not right next to anything. Right. Mm-hmm. It's transportation is not ideal either, but it has a great parking lot. The rooms that I've been on aren't too far away. Like, it's big, but I haven't ever been like really, really, like really long walk to get to my room. Where at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I was a quarter mile from the lobby one time, actually over. I was close to a third of a mile, like, because they want everybody to see the savannah, right? So it weaves and winds and yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had the perfect room. Like, I showed the room, I remember, on our Facebook, and everyone's like, you got that, because it was right by the bus stop. Literally, I could get to the bus stop in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, ours was like a 10-minute walk to the bus stop.
Yep. I literally showed you, I remember, just like, hey, want me, I'll just do a video. Whoop.
So, I like Wilderness Lodge. Transportation, the boat works in the for coming back for a nap, for hopping, you know, back to the room, not for rope drop. It's not the most practical at the end of the day either from the Magic Kingdom, but it's nice to have that option. But it's mostly buses. Ubers are not particularly fast there either, but they are faster than Animal Kingdom Lodge because the Magic Kingdom resorts Ubering is less than ideal because they are removed. You want the best resorts for Ubering. That's Beach Club, Boardwalk, Yacht Club. That's where the Ubers hang out and they're ready to get you. But I like Wilderness Lodge. The pool is classic Disney design, over the top, excellently themed. So I'm just going that way. I really like what they've done with the rooms too. The remodel of the rooms. They're not as dark as they once were.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So breakfast. Chef Mickey's breakfast or Cape May Cafe breakfast. Both characters.
I've done them both and different vibes. I'm gonna do Chef Mickey's because it definitely it has that contemporary old school. It's like one of those must do's at least once in your Disney career. I don't feel that from Cape May. So Chef Mickey's, it's crazy, it's chaos, but it's I'm glad we did it. We should do it again sometime, but I think my wife just did it again, but it was a good one.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. My counterpoint is I'm going Cape May Cafe because I feel when you're an experienced Disney traveler, that is the Disney character breakfast that the seasoned veteran books. You're not there with the rookies. You're not there with the one-timers or their second time in 5 years, you're with the people that know where to get the more low-key, calm, enjoyable breakfast. No, same food. There's one or two things that are a little different, but breakfast buffets are usually breakfast buffets, right? Yep. I think the only thing that really stands out different is the egg bake at Akersh's, which is really good, but you're paying a premium for princesses, and it's also princesses. So if you want your classic Disney characters, I vote Cape May Cafe. Although if Michelle were to say, hey, on your next trip with us, we're doing Chef Mickey's, I would not have a problem with that. I wouldn't be like, oh, why? I don't like it. But yeah.
Except when you're staying, our trip, we're doing 1900.
We're doing our own. Yeah, we're going to go see some princesses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grown men. Although Aladdin's there.
And Aladdin, yeah, come on.
Derek's favorite.
I know,
Derek's favorite character. We got to go meet him.
Okay.
Yeah. And have some strawberry soup while we're at it. That's the hot menu item. So.
Okay.
All right. So breakfast is over. So I went through all these with my kids. They really didn't give me good answers for 90% of them. And I asked if they had any other ones to ask. And the next two are ones from my children, Derek.
Oh, good, good.
All right. The Tower or Terror bathroom. You know, the one outside there that's constantly busy.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Right outside the Tower Terror bathroom. Or the bathroom at Hollywood Studios right inside the park entrance, which is also constantly busy.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go to the one inside the park, I think. I feel like it's a little less busy, inside less the park case, entrance. And it's just like, it's easily, you know, you hit it up on the way out, you hit it up on the way in if you're park hopping. I feel like I've done that bathroom more, too.
Yeah. It's right inside the entrance to the right when you're coming in. During COVID, Donald would be above it waving at people.
He was, I remember that.
Which was always awkward when you're, like, walking out of the bathroom, like, still drying my hands. And they're like, oh, I'm in people's picture coming out of the toilet. Right?
That is hilarious. But yep.
That's how I always felt. So it's funny is I go to neither of these ever because there's other options, but my children are mean. So I'm going to go with the right inside the park entrance, though.
Okay. Hey, we agreed on one.
I'm going to do everything in my power to avoid that bathroom. Just outside of the Tower.
I feel like every
Terror.
Bathroom in Hollywood Studios, and I was texting with one of our listeners this, they're all busy all the time.
The least busy one, I think, is the one just past the Marketplace in Galaxy's Edge. I think that's the least busy.
That's like, still pretty busy. The one that's chaos is Toy Story bathroom, by the way.
Yeah, but at least it's big.
It is big.
Like, how about the one across from Backlot Express?
Oh, that one there, I don't even go to anymore.
It's frightening.
I've waited in line for that one.
Right? When Indiana Jones gets out, you know there's a bathroom in Backlot Express, and there can be a line for that one. Just go in Backlot Express. It's empty. Always empty. It's to the right of where you order food. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic bathroom. The thing that makes it better than some of the other ones is it doesn't share with any other restaurants where ABC Commissary shares a bathroom with Sci-Fi
and Dine. Yep.
Right.
And then
Play and Dine and 50s share a bathroom. Can be crazy. Yep. You're enjoying your meal at 50s Cafe. 50s.
Also, that bathroom is too small for what it is.
Oh, it's horrible. Right.
Yep.
And you go in there and there's like kids crawling on the floor because they're meeting characters next door. Right.
Also, welcome to the Rope Drop Radio bathroom show all of a sudden.
Right. It's an important show.
Oh, wait, we did do that show.
We did. We did. But I don't think we talked about the worst ones, did we?
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and check the best one.
We may have to revisit the toilet situation. But thank you, Alden, for the.
All right. Let's get. We have two more left.
All right. All right. This is from Claire. Starbucks or Joffrey's?
Starbucks, easy. I don't even have to defend it.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so like none of us even drink coffee at our house, but like they get Starbucks drinks without the coffee. So
yeah. There you go.
All right. The last one here for the this or that. People Mover, which is the railway of the future, Derek.
Yep.
Or the Walt Disney World Railway at the Magic Kingdom.
What's funny is I realized this was one of the other hardest ones to answer because the railroad was gone for so long.
You're cheating on somebody no matter what you answer.
I know. But I'm going to go for me, my personal taste, People Mover. I love the People Mover, especially at night. It's like a 14-minute ride. I think it's perfect for what it is. And I'll do that. Yep.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm going People Mover 99.9999% of the time over the railway. However, I will say this. If the People Mover is closed for 4 years, I don't know. People care, but I don't know that it changes the aesthetic of the park. When the railroad was closed.
Oh, it did. You're right.
You couldn't hear the engine chugging around. The whistle wasn't blowing. You didn't have that moving over Main Street USA. It changed the whole kinetic energy of the park. Now, the People Mover does in places inside Tomorrowland, but you take that away. No, you don't. All you hear from it is the annoying narration if you're near it, right? Which
paging Tom Morrow.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we lose, right? So from a park standpoint, the railway. For Doug personally, I'm going on the People Mover every time.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
All right. I had one last question. It's not a this or that, Derek. Or is this Patreon?
This was Patreon. This was part of what I was going to do on Patreon.
We're going to talk about birthdays at Disney World. Because it's my birthday.
In honor of Doug. So yes, it's exciting. So happy birthday, Doug. Glad you spend it with me and, you know, no one else, because who else would you rather spend it with? Am I right?
I mean, my wife and children, but yeah, you're a close sixth place, Derek.
Yes, I made it.
Oh, hey, no, fifth. I was counting. We're a family of five, but I don't count in the countings. Yeah, you're fifth.
Well, on your phone, I saw I'm actually ahead of your children. It's Michelle and then me.
Oh, on the pinned in the text messaging? Yep. Yeah, nope. You're that's right between my wife and my mother. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive. You're now, third on mine. So
my kids didn't all have phones when I pinned you, but you know,
it's all right. All right. Well, the everyone wish Doug a happy birthday if you haven't already. This has been this or that. We want to hear from you. We're going to actually put some of these on our social media this week, so you guys can answer some this or that questions. And if you ever have one that you want to message us or get our extra opinion on, please do at Rope Drop Radio on all the things. And if you want to book a trip to Walt Disney World Land or any other awesome vacation, go to Touring and Cruises. We have a link in our show notes.
One other thing to add about booking a trip to Touring Cruises. So at the top of the show, we mentioned Patreon and leaving an Apple Podcast review. But if you really, truly want to help the show in a way, simply reach out to Touring Cruises, just book through them. It costs you nothing, but it goes a long ways to help the show, which, you know, you pay nothing to listen to.
There you go.
There you go. All please right. Reach out.
Yep. Well, just book a trip, guys. Come on. It's time to go on vacation. You know you want to. So we're going to get to Patreon. You can get that in the show notes to help support the show, and please leave a review. But for Doug, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Rope Drop Radio.